This is the time of day, time of our show when I get really hungry.
Oh, boy.
Really hungry.
Yeah, he's not going to be happy.
And my doctor says I'm not getting enough good Christmas cookies in my diet.
More white sugar? Is that what you need?
Dr. Feelgood, he died years ago, massive cardiac arrest. But, man, when he was alive, he was just a good guy.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, he ate a lot of sugar.
A lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
Rick Nelson is in our studio from the Star Tribune because Star Tribune, and welcome, Rick. We're so happy to have you again.
Thanks for having me.
You guys have this really fun event where you basically just fill your lobby with cookies.
Yes. Every year. So every year to kick off our annual holiday cookie contest, which is in its 17th year, which
17th?
Is so shocking to
wow.
me. Since we moved into our new building, we have this public atrium. We find this wonderful bakery up north, Rush City Bakery. And this year they made 3,700 cookies for us. We handed them out over the noon hour. They were gone in less than an hour.
Wait, you give them the recipes and then they make the cookies?
Yes, we give them our winning recipes. Okay. They bake our 5 winning cookies. And everyone can walk through and get a taste of all 5 of those cookies. And they were gone in an hour.
Yeah, I tried to walk through and there were no cookies.
There were no cookies.
When I walked through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing
they went
how
fast.
Quickly they go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there were some interesting ingredients. Was I hallucinating? Did I see the word whiskey?
Whiskey is in our winning cookie this year.
Yeah.
It's you're treating it a little bit as a flavoring device in both the cookie and in the icing that goes on top of the cookie. And you also use a little bit of it to candy some cashews that you put on top of it. Really a cool idea. The woman who submitted the recipe had gone to Ireland this year, and she had toured, a whiskey factory.
Oh,
and
sure.
She had a whiskey and ginger, and she thought, that would make a really good cookie.
I bet it does.
And so she made a really
cool
good three styles of ginger and whiskey in a cookie.
It's not your grandmother's
It's not a spritz. I'm telling you that. No.
So you said there's top 5.
Yeah.
Can you share it with us?
Yeah,
the
So the winner is that whiskey ginger.
Yes, of course.
Then speaking of odd ingredients in a cookie, there's an orange ginger turmeric cookie. So, you know, turmeric, which is like, you know, the poor man's saffron, you know, that gold color.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of flavor in turmeric, but there's a lot of color in it. And it works really well with ginger and orange, as it turns out. It makes a very nice cookie. It's really easy. It's a refrigerator, like a slice and bake.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy.
Oh, easy.
Then there's one called the Italian cream cake cookie, which is based on a cake recipe, and it's got coconut and pecans, and it's very, very tender and delicious. And actually today we always have a People's Choice Award, where after people sample all 5 of our cookies, they can vote for their favorite. That was chosen as the favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds
really
hard
awesome.
To do, though. Is that a complex cookie to bake?
No, it's literally you make a dough and you scoop. You know, you use a scoop and it's literally a drop cookie that you make an icing for. Really easy.
Cool.
Then another cookie, which I love the story behind it. It's called the Minnesota Sunday Cookie. And a woman who grew up in Bemidji remembers going to the county fair. And at this fair, there was a stand where they were handing out ice cream sundaes that were vanilla ice cream with honey and sunflower seeds.
Ooh.
There's the same thing at the state fair. You could go and have the same thing. And she remembered that all those years later and decided that would be a good cookie. And
absolutely.
Sure enough, it is. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time we've had sunflower seeds in our contest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, which was my editor's favorite, was something called smoky blue cheese and cherry biscuits. And
cool.
it's a savory cookie. It's not a sweet cookie. And it has that blue cheese punch. And you take a very smoky black tea, Lapsang Souchong, and you steep butter in that tea for about 10 minutes to give the butter kind of a smoky flavor. So it's got the smokiness of the tea, it's got the bite of the blue cheese, and the sweetness of those dried cherries. It's really an interesting mm-hmm. cookie that after you taste it, you're like, I think I need a glass of wine.
Oh,
yeah.
Dessert
cookie.
Well, a dessert cookie, which is always the case. What's your favorite?
I actually love the winter. I think the winter is really delicious, but I'm a huge ginger freak. I love ginger. And this uses both ground ginger and then fresh grated ginger and then candied crystallized ginger. So you get a real ginger wallop with it.
We should point out a little bit of a scandal with this segment today. And Rick?
Like full-on scandal.
We
like
said,
I'm
Rick,
thinking
please
about bringing charges against the Star Tribune.
Bring some of the cookies over from the Star Tribune. We'd love to sample them, give our reaction on the air. And Rick shows up and
empty-handed. I mean, all he has in his hands is a newspaper.
Yeah.
I can get one of those.
A lot of shrugging. Somebody.
Wait, I ate
the
what
cookies.
Happened?
Okay, so I was going to say that it's Jordana's dietary issues.
Where right.
I didn't want to tempt her with, you know, cookies that she couldn't possibly consume.
Diet schmiet. Yeah.
But actually what happened was I assembled a plate from the cookies from the event, today's event. I hauled them up to my office, and while I was stepped away from my desk, someone ate them.
Got the nerve.
I know.
Came into your office.
Okay, hold on.
Well,
hold on.
A cubicle.
Oh, cubicle. Okay. But that's what? A cubicle's fair game?
Well, in my department, it is, because we always have food out. I mean, every day there's like
and
some food.
And help
thing.
Yourself?
It's help yourself. So, you know, I'm not going to completely hate on the person or
who do you
people
think
who did that.
No, Paul,
oh, I don't
come here.
Name
Paul,
names.
Come here.
Yeah.
David, do you think he's telling the truth?
Could it be Sid? Is
don't
it
listen.
Sid?
It's Sid.
Do you think
yeah.
he's telling the truth? Do you think he's telling the truth? Paul, I don't know. Shh, don't listen.
Should we tell him that we all skipped lunch because we were just banking on
I've been fasting all day, Rick.
We've been just talking
and
about
no, he definitely knows
time.
Who it is, and I think you should pressure
I think
him
he
to get it out. Yeah,
I think we should launch an investigation.
Scandalous.
I think
there's a podcast here. Hey, I have a question. When my kids, I have two boys, when they were 20, they watched ESPN. Religiously.
Right.
Now I come home and the TV is turned on to the Food Channel.
Yeah, which is so awesome.
They're
right?
foodies and they try to outdo each other. I mean, is this really a trend among younger people, among millennials, Generation Z? It seems like they're spending more time, more attention on resurrecting and perfecting some of these recipes.
Oh, I think so, absolutely. Well, one, you can see it reflected in the restaurant culture. I mean, restaurants are filled with young people, which is so exciting. And I think that they're taking that interest in food and also taking it home and cooking. I certainly hope so for my profession because, we're really interested in sharing recipes and telling stories. And we need that new audience. And so I really hope that that's the case.
It's some of the OK boomer
right.
mindset, right? You think you can cook? Just
right.
step
Let's
aside.
See what I can do.
Watch
right.
what we can do.
You know, I was talking with Todd Walker the other day, who's coming on the show, in fact. And he said he and his dad, it's just the two of them this season, and they were going to go out to dinner for Christmas or Christmas brunch.
Right.
And he wasn't sure what was open. I said, well, you can come with us to Yangtze and eat in, St. Louis Park. Let's go for Chinese food. The Jews and the Buddhists, get together on Christmas. But he said, well, he wanted to celebrate Christmas with maybe a Christmas meal. So what is open on Christmas for folks that maybe don't have a feast in their house?
I'll give you two ideas. Both are in the North Loop. Okay. One is always the Monte Carlo is open every day of the year. It never closes for that. Every day of the year it's open.
Wings?
Yeah. I remember going there once on a Christmas Eve because I didn't want to go to my family's Christmas party. And my brother and I delayed it for as long as possible and sat at the bar at the Monte Carlo.
It's a great bar.
I hope my family isn't listening right now. The second one, on Christmas Day, actually, across the street at Tulibee, the restaurant in the Hewing Hotel, they're doing an 8-course family-style Christmas dinner.
Wow. That's
$75 a person with a $15 wine pairing, if you so choose, all done family style. And it sounds really interesting and delicious. And it ends with a chocolate Yule log. So how could you not love that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't send the people at the Star Tribune. They'll eat all of it, and you won't even get a bite.
Right. Otherwise, go to Shuang Cheng in Dinky Town.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I know, right? I'll be at maybe walk in the park.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I try something new this
sure.
year.
I didn't think I could get hungrier, but I am now hungrier. You have made things worse. But we appreciate what you do, Rick, and we read your columns religiously. You do a great job. Look, life is short.
Eat cookies.
Eat cookies.
Eat well. Eat well. And
we posted, CCO posted, and I tweeted out the 100 recipes, right? Is it 100 recipes?
It's almost 100. A cool thing we did this year is we completely remade our cookie archive at StarTribune.com. And so it's really searchable. There's tons of photos. It's easy to print recipes out of it. It's really great looking. So if you're looking for a recipe this weekend, go to StarTribune.com/cookies.
StarTribune.com/cookies. Again, it's on the
That's
CCO Facebook,
enough.
Or I tweeted it out after Dan it up.
And would you go back when we're done, and we're done, launch an investigation?
Really? I think
you have great investigative
one.
Reporters over there. Get to the bottom of who stole our cookies.
I'm going directly to Mr. Hartman's office. That's what I will do.
That's probably where they are.
You see crumbs on his chin. You will know.
Or just fix another plate and head back over here.
Well, they're gone.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
You're the best. Read Rick Nelson in the Star Tribune, everybody. Rick, thanks for the fun, and we still love you.